Hi, this is Jay Slasek from the Besnard Lakes, and you're listening to Earshot 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland joining me in studio. These charts are for the week ending Tuesday, May 7th, 2013, and Brian's going to tell you what you find if you go to that website.
You will find the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which is published every single Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 over the 2 hours of the program. And as Anthony mentioned, we're about to delve into the top 10. You can also find regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week. Also, other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud folk roots and blues, and more. And monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also find some fine features, including reviews, interviews, and loads more.
And if you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. That's our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All great ways to contact us and all great ways if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist. As I say in the first hour of the program and repeat again, you can get in contact with us and we will throw on a feature for you. So that's what we like to do here. We like to throw it into the mix throughout the program just to give that little extra exposure to bands who may not be charting but might have aspirations to be charting on the charts, because you never know. A few of the programming directors could listen to this show and then say, "Oh, wow, I really like that." Put your music in rotation, then bam, you're a superstar.
And we've had quite a few in the past few weeks and quite a bit of a log to get through, but we've got through them all. So yeah, we're waiting to hear from you. So definitely don't hesitate to drop us a line, because we don't have anyone this week, but we'd love to have someone next week.
So. But we were lucky to have a couple of interviews with obviously our number one still about to come up in this hour of the program, but in the first hour of the program, Matthias Kalm from The Burning Hell was able to chat with us, so that was great. And of course, we heard from Stephen Karlick, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that the National Campus and Community Radio Awards are accepting submissions, and we'll talk with Shelley Robinson from the NCRA next week. But I would suggest that maybe you go to the website and check it out if you want to submit a favorite radio program, a favorite radio DJ, that sort of thing for any of the awards. That's open now, and you can check out the website ncra.ca and get all that information. I think it's ncra.ca/awards.
Front slash.
I can never get those right.
One leans forward, one leans backwards.
But isn't that back?
No way. That's silly.
If you're, it's definitely no forward. One can see this, but this is forward, so this is backslash. Yeah. If it leans towards your .ca or .com, it's, I don't know.
It's totally a forward slash.
I'm going to look it up. It's not chick, 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 that's for sure.
Just go to Google.
Yeah, Google it.
Just Google awards.
All right, let's get into it, and we'll start counting down the top 10. And as Brian and I have been mentioning, there is a new number one. I don't think you'll be surprised, but I think you'll be happy, pleasantly happy with our new number one. No? All right.
So, only one debut in the top 20 this week, but there are seven other albums that debuted below the top 20 and have crept up into the program. We're going to hear from another at number 10, up from 25, No Joy from the album Wait to Pleasure. You're going to hear Slug Night, and then you're going to hear Brute by Colin Stetson falling one spot to number 9, and his latest album is called New History Warfare Volume 3, To See More Light.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Let's go. with a different crowd. Been going places, moving down to town. So many places that the faces start to look all the same. It sure was aces, but it's good to be back home again.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Too Hard by the Bicycles, this week at number 8, up from number 10 is their album Stop Thinking So Much. Dan, one spot to number 9 is Colin Stetson, and from New History Warfare Volume 3 to See More Light, you heard Brute. And starting off that set and starting off this hour was Slug Night by No Joy from the album Wait to Pleasure at number 10, up from 25.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums and now into the top 10 of earshot-online.com. You should check out the website. It's really cool. You could find you might find some things that you didn't know were there that you just think are awesome. It's a great website.
Yeah.
What do you make those faces at me for? I wish people could see the faces that you make, because those are entertaining too. And I'm Anthony Edmond. That's Brian Cleveland, and we're going to continue this road to number one, and excited that we have a new number one, although not to say that I didn't enjoy Soons, but they had their time.
Yeah, no, they're still floating around. We'll hear from them today.
They're still floating around on the charts.
It's still a good album.
It is good indeed. All right, we'll continue moving along.
All right, at number 7 up from 36 is Kurt Vile. And his latest album is new to the program in that spot called Waken on a Pretty Days. And we're going to hear a track called KV Crimes. Also at number 6 down one spot is The Knife. And you're going to hear a track from Shaking the Habitual.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
My heart is overgrown. The risk is exploding.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Without You, My Life Would Be Boring by The Knife from their latest release, Shaking the Habitual, down one spot to number 6. And starting off the set was number 7 up from 36, Kurt Vile, Waking on a Pretty Days, and you heard a track called KV Crimes.
It's kind of disturbing. Without You, My Life Would Be Boring.
Why is that disturbing? Oh, okay.
Because it's a knife.
Well,
maybe they should.
I don't think it's supposed to be read like that.
No, I know. All right, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation, and now we're into the top 5, moving right along, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next. After he tells you about some of the songs,
the
albums, making debuts on the charts, we call this the Lowdown, and Brian's going to take it away.
All right, the second album of folk, krautrock, and psychedelia from the Swedish trio featuring singer-songwriter Jose Gonzalez by Junip is self-titled and debuting at number 46. Debuting at number 44 is album number 6 from the Portland, Oregon-based power punk trio The Thermals. That's called Desperate Ground. At number 35 is The Wilderness of Manitoba, and they released the Leslieville Sessions, and that is the latest release from the Toronto folk outfit, which is an EP recorded live off the floor at Revolution Recording with no overdubs. Internationally acclaimed Canadian artist, producer, and multi-instrumentalist Dub Maddox returns with his 5th album release, debuting at number 34, and that is an album called Rebel Massive. And at number 32 is the album Delayed from its original October date from the Vancouver 6-piece indie pop group The Bell Game, and it is their debut full-length called Ritual Tradition Habit.
It's the only thing that I don't like about a short Lowdown is that I don't get a lot of names to choose from. So I guess my name of the week this week is Dub Maddox, because it's kind of cool. But there was no real good ones that stood out that I was like, that's awesome.
All right.
So that's how it goes.
All right, so we're going to jump back into the tunes here. You're going to hear The Flaming Lips, another new album to the program at number 5 from 28. And their latest release is called The Terror. You're going to hear a track called Be Free Away. And last week's number 1 and the number 1 for a few weeks running is down this week to number 4. It is Soons. And off of Image de Future, you're going to hear Eddie's Dream.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5. I'm not afraid to
Yeah.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Eddie's Dream by Soons from their new release, Image du Futur, this week at number 4, down from its peak at number 1 for a few weeks running. And new to the program, up to number 5 from 28, is the Flaming Lips from The Terror. You heard Be Free Away.
Three more tracks to bring you before the end of the program, and an interview mixed in there as well. I'm going to let Brian take it away and tell you what's coming up next.
All right, we're going to start off with number 3 up one spot this week, Born Ruffians from the album Birthmarks. Here's a track called Oceans Deep.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
The ocean's deep. She knew that much before she had just gone to leave it.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 2.
Oh,
It's the Earshot 20. The Besnard Lakes are touring their recently released fourth studio album called Until an Excess Imperceptible UFO, and we caught up with Jace Lasek from the band to chat about the album. Jace, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. And I wanted to first start by asking you about the album title. It's definitely unique. Where did the inspiration come from for the title of this album?
We played a show in Paris about 2 years ago, and the next day there was a review of the show, and our label manager had sent the review to us, but he had Google translated it because it was in French and he didn't understand French. So one of the sentences in the article was something about us being, you know, until in excess imperceptible UFO, and I thought that was amazing. So I wrote it down and just kind of set it aside, and then when we were coming up with names for the band, we decided that we were going to drop the Besnard Lakes are the thing, because I realized that if I was a fan of the Besnard Lakes and I saw that again, I'd probably roll my eyes and think it was pretty stupid. so we dropped that, and then I was sort of scouring my notebook for, like, you know, things, and I found that, and I was like, this is perfect. So we decided to use it.
So this album is your fourth album, as I said, but it seems to stray a bit from the harder rock sounds of your previous album. Was that change a conscious decision or more of an evolution of the recording process?
Yeah, no, not really. It's never really something that we're conscious of. We just kind of get into the studio and whatever comes out the other end is, you know, what we're stuck with. So we were actually trying a little bit to kind of see what would happen to tone things down and play with the idea of, like, not having everything end in, like, a giant, you know, triumphant crescendo. So there was a bit of an effort to kind of keep things a little tamer, but not really. Like, I think the music sort of dictated what it was going to be.
And what is the process like for the Besnard Lakes from songwriting to recording? What take us through a little bit of that process.
Well, we don't ever really rehearse. The studio is, you know, our biggest tool when we're recording and making records. We'll come into the studio with ideas and just start putting them down, and the songs will develop from there. And usually the songs develop in just, like, little tiny pieces that we'll record, and then they'll get kind of, you know, put aside, and we'll work on another piece and put that aside and work on another piece. And then it just becomes this giant, almost like a jigsaw puzzle, where we have all these different pieces of music, and then we have to find a way to put them all together. So that's kind of when the fun part happens, and it's also the frustrating part too, because a lot of, you know, sometimes it doesn't actually come together for a while, and we have limited time in the studio because our studio is, you know, it's busy, and so we always get pushed aside. So it can be stressful and it can take time, but, you know, we eventually got it done.
And so I wanted to switch gears just from the album for a second, because I also wanted to talk about, I had a chance to check out your video for People of the Sticks, and it's a pretty interesting watch. What's the story behind that video?
Well, Augie used to be a gymnast, so she wanted to do a video where somebody was on a balance beam, like, you know, moving to the music. And I was really interested in, like, you know, video effects synthesis, and the hilarious House of Frightenstein, that great children's show that both, like, it had, like, there was, like, a Wolfman Jack segment where, like, they would dance to, like, this weird psychedelic, like, like, weird effect, analog effects that was happening, and I was totally fascinated by that idea. And so we just sort of put those two pieces together, and then just, like, added some, you know, goofy, you know, sort of guru guy who was, like, guiding this person into this, like, you know, hilarious House of Frightenstein zone.
Now, this record has only been out a short while, and already it's receiving some great reviews. How has the touring been going for you and the band?
Pretty good. Like, we just did Austin Psych Fest, which was awesome. We had a sold-out show in Chicago about a week ago, and now we're heading out east to finish up the East Coast, you know, ending in New York and Boston. And then we have a week off and we're over to Europe. So we're very busy.
And I know this is going to be a ways away and a ways out to think about, but at some point things will calm down from this record. Has the band discussed what will be next for the Besnard Lakes?
No, we never discussed what's going to be next. We just, like, come off the road and we're like, oh shit, it's time to make a record now. Yeah, no, it's never in discussion.
All right, Jace, thanks for chatting with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
And at number one this week, up from number two last week, here's the Bezard Lakes on the Earshot 20.
Number one.
We'll be right back.
If you have a chance to watch the video for that song, watch it. It's pretty, it's something else. Mm.
That was the single from the Besnard Lakes newest album, Until In Excess, Imperceptible UFO. And that is a track called People of the Sticks. And yeah, it's definitely, it's quite a trip. And before that, at number two, up from six, was Young Galaxy from the album Ultramarine. You heard Fever. Starting off the set was Oceans Deep by Born Ruffians from their latest Birthmarks, Up One Spot to number three.
All right, that does it for us. A big thanks to Matthias Kom from The Burning Hell talking with us in the first hour of the program. Also, Stephen Karlick for the Entertainment 411, our weekly look at the music, at music news and entertainment and what's going on in Canada. And, of course, in this hour, Jace Lessick from the Besnard Lakes. Thanks for chatting with us. It was a really good program. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you missed any part of it, no worries. You can get it on radioforall.net. That's radio4all.net. And we post that link to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, after we upload the show. And you can also podcast the show on iTunes. Just search earshot20. All right. That'll do it for us for this week. Next week, we're back with an all-new countdown, maybe a new number one. We're not sure yet, but we'll find out next Tuesday on earshot-online.com. If you can't wait for next Friday, you can always head to the website and check out the charts when they're released every Tuesday evening. Stay tuned. There's more great campus and community radio programming on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.